Welcome once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. A podcast where a group of nerds, comedians, and improvisers play through the Star Wars RPG by Fantasy Flight Games. Just a quick reminder on the top of the show for everybody, we are in the middle of our galactic scavenger hunt. This is our six-week-long giveaway slash scavenger hunt puzzle contest where you, the fans, can influence the outcome of the game and win great prizes. In order to participate and win, just follow us on Twitter at NTMTOPodcast and look for the hashtag NTMTOHunt. That's the hashtag I use to flag important clues and rule information. You can also find all the rules and how to participate on our website at StarWarsRPGPodcast.com. This is a really cool contest and giveaway, guys. Basically, I have scattered a series of puzzles, both online and in real life, in lots of different locations, and you have to solve them. If you manage to crack these puzzles, you'll be winning some cool prizes, which I'll be giving out, which include things like a set of the game dice, some of the critical hit decks or adversary card decks that tie into the game, beginner game, and even the grand prize giveaway package, which will be awarded at the end of the scavenger hunt, which includes a core game rulebook of your choice, dice, and more, a total value of over $100. Super cool, guys. So go ahead, all you have to do, follow us on Twitter, and start cracking these puzzles. Now, you may want to recruit the aid of other people in the community to help you with some of these, because they're actually quite difficult. And what's more, if no one manages to solve these puzzles, if you out there are not smart enough or are not dedicated enough, then the heroes in the game itself will actually suffer for it. Because currently, our heroes are looking for the lost treasure planet of Fabian's Roost, and the only way they can get there is by solving the puzzles in-game. And the only way they can solve those puzzles in-game is if you guys help solve them out-of-game during the scavenger hunt. So your direct input is going to affect the game, in addition to getting you some great prizes, in addition to hopefully being fun. We have just started a new set of puzzles in the scavenger hunt. Solving these puzzles is going to help the players find the next location they need to get to. You can find all of this on the Twitter right now. The initial puzzle is a set of tic-tac-toe puzzles, which are somehow connected to the key code that the players received in the session. It's all very interesting and very, very cool. So check it out, guys, on our Twitter at NTMTOPodcast, or check out the website StarWarsRPGPodcast.com. Whew, that's it for now. I hope you're ready, guys, because here we go! And there, glittering in front of you, glowing with 1,000 bulbs of space neon, is Granga's Gambles. Huge, shining, glorious black and chrome casino, conical at both ends, with this like bright, virulent green and pink like neon tubing. Ew. Going up and down the sides of it, like miles tall, right? Because it's so big, forming like exotic palm tree, volcano, and they're like like blinking on and off, and then the bottom says Granga's Gambles, and like the equivalent of cursive in Star Wars writing.
Oh, they've done a very good job here with this, haven't they? Oh, we're alive!
Yeah.
Double thumbs up from General Giordano.
You all feel so relieved. You guys get a donation from Texas Devon.
Texas Devon!
Yeehaw!
Table gets 3 rerolls total. Yes. Distribute as needed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But not you.
Well, I said table, so whoa. I'm going to give all 3 to myself. No, for sure you meant you guys.
Cool.
So it's community just rerolls, a communal pool?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's about what they come up out to anyway, isn't it?
What?
The table. Yeah.
Is this what you're doing?
Yeah. Oh, is this hard on my thumb? Oh, picking on the hard of my thumb now.
What's wrong with his thumbs?
No, do thumbs up. Do thumbs up normal. No,
just
no.
Just like that.
Wait, Amy, what the? That's like, not how you thumbs up.
I have thumbs up like this.
No, she's saying very limp thumb.
It's like right. relaxed thumbs up.
There's
it's a very
there's
relaxed
There's a nasal spray
up.
To make the thumb stick up.
It's like if President Clinton did a thumbs up, you'd like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good. The Hertz has several internal fires. It's filled with a couple damaged droids.
Oh, what the hell?
What?
Oh, because of the Rancor.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh. Just from it throwing the stuff around. Just little fires. Just like little... You guys managed to put that out.
Okay, good.
Fido's on his side going, no. As you guys come swooping in towards Gringa's gambles.
No, I don't recognize this place. Do you recognize this place? I don't, to my knowledge, but do you recognize this
place? We passed by here once on our way to Delmara. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. This is the stopover point on this bit of the hyperspace highway. It's the most trail word. It's the westernmost region of Hutt space.
If I recall correctly, it's run by assholes.
Does space have a west?
No, it has a more complicated system than that. But I have never memorized it. I'm a military boy. I'm used to fighting on the ground.
I'm a military boy. In a military world.
But it's in prime location. Everyone comes off this hyperspace loop. They have to drop out of hyperspace, re-astrogate their directions, and then carry on from there. It's killer location, baby.
Oh, no, Donna.
What? You have a question.
We have a broken translation droid and a silent but working assassin droid. Is that what we have?
Yeah.
And then are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I want to take the brain out of the assassin droid and fix up the translation droid so we can have an undercover assassin when we go into Hutt space.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Because we need a translator.
Does it have weapons?
Whatever, it's your game. I'm just along for the ride.
Okay. How much wine have you had?
That sounds good.
I have mechanic skill and computers, which are both pretty high. So
prep a mechanics roll, and I'll let you work on that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You remember that when the last time you were at Gringa's Gamble, so you guys come out into the space, so your eyes are drawn by the neon first. Mm-hmm. Then you see that there's like a pretty good amount of distance for space distances, and then it's ringed by the darkened, shattered wrecks of huge spaceships, giant old Star Destroyers and like Rebellion crafts and smaller ones too. And they've all been kind of moored into place. You can see like almost with like giant space chains and kind of like connected together.
Yes, it used to be just a few years ago was the site of a rather dramatic battle between the Empire and the Rebellion. And they've really done a good job with this place, cleaning it up. Very clever of these huts. You see, Hutt Law is primarily concerned with casinos. And one of the primary ways they establish control over their own region of space is by starting new casinos in new locations. To be honest, this is why the New Republic allowed you to start yours on Delmara. Hutt Law swings both ways. And the New Republic would like to leverage your casino to start claiming space and prevent Hutts from expanding into these unprotected regions.
Oh, Grango's Empire!
That reminds me, actually. if this was the old days, we'd have a big ceremony with music playing and everyone would get assembled, but, well, they've slashed budgets. Here,
he says, taking out this, like, polished wooden box, beveled all around. It's got this gorgeous, embossed Rebellion logo.
New Republic now, I guess.
Opens it up, and there are 4 medals in there. Like on the band. Cool,
this is my box, huh?
These are your medals.
How much are they worth?
And badges of office for your new department. I hope you bear them with pride. Take that.
Okay.
There you go. Yes. Yes.
Should we adorn them now?
Why don't you ask Merce?
What? Merce?
You guys come.
Wait, what?
Merce? You guys come sailing in.
Merce?
Because you get closer, you see this casino has like the middle bit of it is open to outer space. It's like, you know how the Star Destroyers had those like no hangar doors? It's like they've extended that around the entire hemisphere of the space station.
Shit.
And you can see like 3 or 4 distinct levels that are like 3 football fields wide that are just filled with starships. It's like the valet parking of the space universe. There's lots of people waiting to come in. You guys get in the queue. You eventually land. You come in through this like energy field wall. There's a little crackle as you guys pass through.
It probably costs 1,000,000 credits for parking alone.
Sure enough, little droids, kind of like little pit boss droids on like space segways. I'm like,
it's a valet. they'll guide you in where to park. Apparently it's free parking out here.
What?
Yes. But you've got to pay to leave.
That's clever.
This
I like that.
That's clever.
I like that.
No. So they kind of guide you in. You're on like level 3 CSX, you know, like set you in. You downloaded information on Gringa's Gambles last time you were here when you downloaded all the malware.
I did.
That's right.
You probably had a chance while you were working on the droids, probably had a chance to flip through some of that information. Can you give me a mechanics check, by the way?
Yeah, do you want one for the Rancor Poo? Or not? Nah.
No, you managed to find a Rancor Poo free space. I do want to give you guys, though, I want to give you 3 purple.
Is it okay to do them with separate rolls or bad?
Yeah,
I mean, that's a really good one.
Yeah, just go for it.
I'm happy with that. Ooh. That's bad. Is this bad? That's bad.
That's bad. Yeah.
Okay.
So those cancel out.
Yep. Yeah. So these all go away.
These cancel out.
And that cancels out. So we've got 2 that bad one and 1 success.
One
success and 2 threat.
Okay. So that means he's twice as threatening.
Well, I think the success is you succeeded at what you were trying to do, which was put the assassin droid's brain module into the damaged protocol droid.
Yes, that's right.
The threat is...
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're like, I think that's connected up correct. Put on the back of his head, turn him on. How may I help you? You're like, he's probably fine. His personality just seems weirdly
Yeah, great. And it definitely won't backfire later.
I just want to bite it in the ass
at all.
Oh, God.
Great.
Is he going to help us or fuck us?
Your fingers are all beautiful.
Mm.
Your fingers.
I like this guy.
Who shall I kill or serve tea to? Both are equally pleasing to me.
Sounds like a robotic Nicolas Cage.
Jordana's like, good, you're doing a good job. He says, even as he's taking off his
this
old
guy
coat,
is going
putting on like this big, like brightly colored garish polyester coat as you guys like land. We'll have to make sure we go undercover. He says, as he like starts buttoning himself up.
How is the general of the Republic going undercover? Everybody knows who you are.
Takes from the inside of his jacket, takes out a big fake mustache and puts it on. They'll never see it coming.
Where did you go, General?
Exactly. Disguise kits.
Should we wear our medals?
We'll blend right in. No. Hang on to those for a second. So you, while he was putting the brain in, you've been flipping through your information. Mm-hmm. Not too much you really get out of that. You have had it for a while, so I'm just going to break down for you. A lot of staff. Huge staff. There's like pleasure suites up top. Mm. There's all sorts of like the barracks for the people who like live in the casino and just live their whole lives. They're serving it down below. Shield generators. Serious firepower for people who try and leave without paying first.
Mm.
Serious firepower to just kind of blow them out of the sky. And then like a big roster of people's names. There's like a really substantial like security budget for like people who wander the floors and make sure no one's cheating. And then, sticking out under one of the names of, not the security, just like employee, it's, you can't believe it, it's one of your old buddies from Toydaria, from back in the day.
Huh.
You have a connection there, yes. And you'll tell me his name as soon as you think of it.
Okay.
But yeah, he's like, you haven't, you used to be like, neighborhood, grew up on the same block, used to eat at his mom's house all the time, you know, grew up just in after, whatever, you went off to start your own casino or whatever years ago. But
okay,
like, you have history. One of the boys!
Okay.
Okay, so think about him. We're here! And like the ramp descends and you guys like find yourselves, I guess, hit by this blast of warm, humid air as the ramp goes down. Everything's lit up with bright yellow sodium lighting. You guys exit through the valet parking area.
I'm riding my Rancor.
Okay.
Into the casino?
Oh, hells yeah.
Then like, you have to check your angles.
First of all, you have taught me that casinos are the best places to have Rancors.
No, yeah. I've repeatedly said, please.
Well, except when you started leveraging out for money.
Well, that's a back door. You know, not the front door.
Oh, front door.
Never the front door.
There's this, like, sulfury tinge to the smell, which is everywhere. You gotta just go with Huts. Huts just enjoy the smell of, like, rotten
farts.
Eggs, yeah, and farts, yeah. And then there's the big, beautiful glass sliding doors that are like 2 stories tall and like huge golden gilded hut, like in repose on top of it, like looking out at everybody.
Ugly.
That you guys enter in through into the casino and you're hit with that wall of sound. Like 100,000 different
games of chance going on everywhere.
I know every one of them.
And assaulted by the gorgeous gaudiness of this place. It's like 1970s Vegas Strip if Frank Sinatra was a hut, like, which he kind of was. Like, it's going on. There's huge banks of tropical foliage everywhere along the walls, all fake. Everything, single plant is totally fake and artificial.
As but soon it's as like, I see the plant, I go up and try to eat a leaf. And then when I discover that it is fake.
You still eat it?
No.
Okay.
Because this whole place is filled with sentient flesh that will taste a lot better than this. But I just wanted to see.
Is this of the Empire, or this is more...
It says Dodon as he's walking along with you. No, it's all hut. This is a hut-owned and operated casino. You guys, as you walk through, you can see the motif they definitely went through was like, tropical paradise. There's like...
Tacky.
Big, beautiful, like, flowers and stuff. Yeah, it's all done super tacky and gaudy. The ceilings go... up high, it's huge, and then it's like you're coming out into the central opening space of the casino, like the main floor. Ceilings go way up high. You can see like two giant big fake volcanoes, all like plastic with like red fake lava coming down the sides, and they like and blast off big gouts of water. Tropical birds or lizard birds are like fluttering between treetops. A cigarette girl comes up to you guys, one of the Sice Noodles aliens, you know, from the cantina scene with the mouth on the end of the stock, comes up and she's dressed like in like tropical savage girl, you know, like, artfully torn skin wrap, and she's got the little tray in front of her. Death sticks, stimulants, spice. Death sticks, stimulants, spice. And you can just see like all sorts of illicit drugs and things like that in there. No?
How much for some spice?
Oh, we've got some, Neutron Pixie available for 50 credits.
50 credits? How are they making profit off of this?
Oh, we don't take credits directly.
What?
I'm sorry, I meant 50 Grenga bucks.
Grenga bucks?
Yeah. Oh, you'll have to see the cash exchange here. They only take Grenga bucks here. You have to exchange all of your money for Grenga bucks.
That is so stupid clever.
Minimum amount is 1,000 credits. You have to pay before you leave. So you guys trade out your money or whatever like that. Are you trading all of her money as well into Grenga bucks?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. All your money is gone.
Okay.
Are you guys going to gamble here? Enjoying the pleasures?
General.
Yes! He's getting a bunch of Grenga bucks out.
Before you get to
this looks fun.
What important mission do we have to do at the casino?
He turns around. It's just like... Comes up from sipping some of the spice. Whoa! Just don't worry. That was faked. I would never do that.
I really feel like you've got a mission, which is a bit of a holiday. There's nothing with any spies.
We have to blend in. The Hutts have surveillance and the most lethal bodyguards in the universe.
So Ruth's gonna make
if
an effort to blend in.
If they notice us, we'll be in trouble.
Ruth's gonna look casual on top of her baby Rancor.
Comes crushing its way in.
Yeah. I just feel like I don't think there's any spy stuff going on, General. You just want to get wasted on the government's money.
No.
And I love that attitude.
No, we just have to blend in the Hutts. The one thing the Hutts understand is decadence. Anything you want can be found here.
Well, I can do that, no problem.
He says, there's like a big artificial lagoon like over on one end, and there's like people like lazing around it, lumpy, fleshy aliens with like very curvy girls and guys.
Slaves, most of them. Imprisoned from other planets, indentured servitude, or outright slavery. The Hutts allow anything here, up to and including murder. Hut law is a very different sort of morality than what we're expecting. If we go around acting all high and mighty, we'll be thrown out on our asses by these Gamorrean gods before we have a chance to find Ex-Moth Vulgarnis. And we have to find him.
Ex-Moth.
He could be anywhere.
General, I see a work wanted sign. Can I join the casino staff? Because I really don't think I can't relax. My character's too up strong. Can I join the wait staff of the
Yes, work? I think brilliant. Infiltrate from the inside and find them in there. Good idea.
I'm gonna need a charm check from you.
Oh no, my character's charm's really
bad.
Or
if there's another skill you think is a better choice, pick one out for me.
I'm gonna go up to the, basically the reception desk and tell them, excuse me, I...
Oh, no.
I've left all of my chips at home, but I should have some credit with you at the casino. I don't know if you've heard of me, but I am Tamiya Lek of the Lek Imperials.
It's like a Gamorrean just looking at you with his, like, worky pug face. Turns away, starts poking out a data pad. Yeah, comes back.
I want to use convincing demeanor maybe for...
Oh, what does that do?
It removes a setback die per rank.
I think you're probably good. Turns out...
Okay, great.
Yeah, generally Lek must have popped by here. Maybe it was Merce, but you don't know. But slides a little data pad towards you, shows that you've got like 250 Grenga bucks left.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
I have knowledge. I'm going to tell them that I've got great civil servant skills. I could get their car park running. Schmigo.
What is the skill you want to use?
What was the word you just said?
Schmigo. I'm going to use...
Ooh, yeah, okay, I like it, yeah.
I'm going to use
Star Wars slang.
I'm going to use knowledge. Going to use knowledge for like just micromanagement.
Gotcha.
Micromanagement.
Perfect for management or micromanagement. Okay, yeah, so, wait, I'm going to give you some difficulty for that. Well, you said you saw a help wanted sign, so I'm going to give you two purple and a boost.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, get me a job in the casino. Come on.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that cancels that?
No.
No, damn it.
You just made manager.
Yes. So it's here. Can you guys help him cancel? Jesus. So you rolled two yellow, two green, two purple, and a boost.
Okay.
Yes. And so I can't
do this. Cancel.
I know. Okay. There's a definite learning curve.
And then
curve.
Just those two cancel. So it's still.
So yeah, this will just turn
two,
into a success.
Three, four success.
One, two, three, four success.
An advantage and a triumph.
Woo! Do I get to pick what job I get?
So like you come back, they're like, you're gonna have to meet with the recruiter first.
Yeah.
And like they lead you, like all the glitz falls away, and it's just like barren, like metal, like door opens up, flickering fluorescent lights, bland table, guy in a chair turns around, exact same alien species as you.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Just as before you know it, you are. What job would you like to have?
I want to work in security, or I want to work in the electrical power plant so I can switch off power to gravity and switch off power to all the blast shields we need.
You're the one with the triumph, so yeah, you'll be the security guy in charge of the power plant.
Yes.
Great.
Really good.
They made a job for me. They were like, that's only two positions.
They don't go through any training. They're just like,
you got it.
That's okay. I can't have
them. Right. So I'm in.
Like a regular guy had a cold.
Oh, yeah.
Today,
no training at all. He just sees you and he's like, you're an abadendo?
Yeah.
You'd be the perfect guy to be in charge of the most important things, like me.
Right.
Yeah, you get down there, it's all guys, like, that's your species down there as well. He just
sweet,
sticks everyone
sweet,
in there.
Sweet.
They gave you what job?
Yeah, I know. I can turn the gravity off at any second.
This place isn't going to last long.
Also, all security cameras, man, you need any feeds, you come see me.
Well,
all
right.
So, I will say, however, as soon as you, first time you abuse that power, people are going to notice.
Yeah.
Yes, they're not just going to be like, oh, the gravity again.
Yeah, it
is like a major casino.
Yeah,
so
it's one time.
Yes, we'll see what happens with that. Great. You're riding it on your Rancor. You would be doing what?
Looking for a way to spend these...
Granga bucks. Great.
I'm tapping random men on the shoulders.
Gee, you get a lot of interested looks.
As Amy is at every casino.
Oh, before you go, there's one thing which thought it might be most interesting for you to see.
He says, "Is he?"
I should have revealed this on the ship.
Is he it, says, "Point out." Merce? Is it Merce?
Maybe.
He says, "As he takes out the pyramid-shaped black metal." Filigreed box with this. Well, normally there you'd maybe see a light inside, but there's no light right now. It's a holocron.
It's a holocron. These were created by the Jedi that were repositories for Jedi knowledge. And in fact, a Jedi would instill their very essence into it. It's not just a dumb recording, but can teach you, interact. Speak with you as if they were alive. It is the sum of their knowledge. But this is not a Jedi artifact. This is a Sith artifact. And it was found by your friends and comrades upon Delmara in the possession of the, shall we say, former captain of the colony. We have been unable to get any information out of it, but we thought perhaps you might have more.
The Force has been speaking to me.
And as you grab it, this red light, red hellish light comes like...
Oh, it can't be good.
Lights up inside.
I think Merce is there.
Oh, no.
He might be.
Can you hear me?
No.
Like it flares slightly. Meanwhile, so you start looking around.
I'm Stranger Things Winona Ryder right now.
Yes, you are. So you start looking around.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of stuff in this club. You pass, there's like the Pleasure Lagoon, mm-hmm. and then you can see that like, oh, you go down underneath it, and then there's like a whole bar grill thing with a big glass window that you can see weird exotic animals swimming in said lagoon. People are wasted on all sorts of drinks. A haze of smoke is in the air from everybody smoking up their death sticks, et cetera, et cetera. You hear countless languages buzzing around.
I like to go to the bar and buy an authentic Karelian whiskey.
You can. Yeah, there's a nightclub, Studio 66, over there. And you see it's like Order 66, but it's crossed out. It's a studio above it.
Nice.
There's like a VIP gaming lounge. It looks like way up top.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff here. Floor show. The Modal Nodes in concert tonight.
Modal Nodes.
Yeah. Cool. You hear like little strains coming out from like the floor show, like the
jizz band. Had that one big hit that's always playing.
Yeah, they're one hit wonders.
A few years ago, so now they're just doing Vegas.
Real quick, I have to point it out. You said that the Holocron was a suppository of Jedi knowledge, repository of Jedi knowledge.
I stand by what I said.
It was kept in a dark place.
Yes. Where did you find it? We didn't address. Sorry, a repository of Jedi knowledge. Okay, so
were people in chat talking about that?
What?
Are you going chat talking
about? That's great.
Oh, you guys.
Good catch.
You love your butts.
Good catch.
Yeah. I can't call anything a suppository without you guys jumping all over it. Come on. Let's start working some suppositories into the game. So you're making kind of this entrance on this Rancor.
Mm. All the attention's on me.
Ooh.
But I'm used to it because I'm so cute. Mm.
As you come up to, so you're looking around and then you see the sabacc tables. That's where the real money's at.
Yeah.
There's all the suckers playing space, one-armed bandits,
yeah.
Kino, all this stuff, betting on the galactic slug races from like the giant slores. Nice. Like, yeah, but then like, that's where the real money's at, is the sabacc tables. There's an opening at one of these tables if you want to sit down.
Absolutely.
I will take your cool against two purple.
Okay.
My cool against two purple.
I want you to go ahead and you can just roll that privately.
Sure.
I don't want to go around and get everybody else while you're doing that. You, so as you come in on this Rancor, you do not get very far into the casino before security starts like showing up. A bunch of Gamorreans. They're wearing tuxedos, but they have their big axes.
Wait. Watch our act.
All three of them like look at each other.
I turn around to my baby Rancor and we proceed to do our whole stupid Rancor tricks act. I stand on my hands and the baby Rancor puts paws on my feet and then he stands on his.
Oh my god.
And does
Oh, man.
The baby Rancor holds me up in one hand and I do a flip. And then.
That's adorable. Gamorreans are looking very confused at each other. I need a skill check.
Yeah.
Oh, let's make it survival since you're kind of have him trained and you're trying to do this cool act. So.
That's awesome.
Just against, a Gamorrean guard's ability to feel joy.
Oh, yeah. That's
please look that up.
Goodness. Red and a purple.
Okay. So that's two green, like a cheat? Two yellow, yeah. And just a red and a
would
purple.
You like to be cheating?
Yeah! Okay. Well, the first one I'll roll legally.
Okay.
Can't cheat it right away.
Can I do this?
Sabacc rules.
Oh, yep, totally. Is that
one success?
One success.
So the Gamorreans are like, a little scattered applause. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You can see that the Gamorreans are kept around. They're the visible security.
Right.
You're probably standing Would you be in the backgrounds doing this stuff now?
I'm already at my desk, and I've just, like, got the bird's eye view of everything.
You've changed your clothes. They've given you the jumpsuit. Yeah. You've got the badge.
I've blended in. I've got, like, an earpiece.
Oh, God, yeah, you do. So you can hear the, like, we have a rain core, and then you hear another voice being like, don't worry, I'm on it. And then you just feel this tap on your shoulder, and you turn around. This guy looks like he's another security personnel at this mm-hmm. casino. He looks a lot more professional and efficient than a Gamorrean. His face is totally covered with this metal face mask / helmet. Half of it's black, half of it's red, just two white eye slots. His body is like weirdly, it's like humanoid, but like not symmetrical, like one arm's like, and he's dressed in like kind of a very tight black suit, but like one arm's like too big, and like he's got like some sort of protuberance coming out of the side that's all kind of covered up.
Mm-hmm.
And it like speaks to you in this very mechanical voice.
I need you to come with me.
I put on my cutest face.
Okay.
Oh, that was pretty cute. I want to come over to you and see what you're up to right now.
Okay, so I think I've actually started getting repeats. Like, I've started tapping people, and people are like, no, I'm not.
You start to get some of that, we have a possible
it's
issue.
It's all gone wrong so quickly.
You already asked me. I don't know who you're talking about. And so,
lady, I'm just trying to get screwed up on some drugs and buy some slaves, okay. All right?
I'm trying to find my husband. So you understand my thing.
I'm losing
though Donna has, I think, has given you that holocron,
okay,
by the
so,
way, as well.
So is it getting, like, more glowy in certain places?
No.
It's not?
It seems to only react to you when you're kind of speaking to it.
Okay, so at this point, I guess I channel it. I try to channel it, and
you, like, kind of look into it, I guess.
And I guess I'm meditating.
What do you do as you
I'm
do?
Meditating on Merce. I'm meditating on, you know, the way my husband has looked.
And we get, like, a push-pull on your face and a push-pull on the holocron.
Right?
And we get, like, the sound drops out. It's like... And then Dodonna's like, wait!
I saw something was about to happen. Whatever it is. Well, I was freaking out there for a second.
Oh.
Whatever it was. I don't think we should do it in a public place.
Oh, I'm sure that Merce is in a public place. Get off me, old man.
Weird assumption to make.
Merce, he's alive.
You just hear that as you're like,
he's alive in public. He's alive in very public.
He's dead in private.
I've taken the liberty of getting us a room.
Do I have another thing to hold?
It's a sweet key. It's a time voucher for one of the slave pleasure booths, which I got purely for confidential information exchange.
I really wonder about it.
Yes, it's a good thought. Merce is probably there.
I would say go down there and check it out. It's down by the Pleasure Lagoon. But don't use up all the time on it. Bring it back to me when you're done.
Oh, I can't wait. I'll find him.
Okay, so I'll say you find this room. It is down by the lagoon, and you go down, and there's like beautiful, like tropical strains.
I wave happily at the
people are coming by with like drinks. You see like some really drunk, floppy alien being like, "Nah, fuck you!" And like Gamorreans are like, like push them right by you and are like forcing them out towards the exit, and you get that in your earpiece.
Yep. Okay. It's tough.
Then there's like another thing going on, and all of a sudden you realize, oh shit, there's like 150 things.
I really got my work cut out for me here. Some of the air conditioners is broken. I'm like, oh, I gotta fix that.
Fuck yeah, you're really having an adventure, buddy. You get into this door, like, it looks like it's a wicker hut, but then like you grab the door handle and it like opens, and it's like a totally soundproofed little like romantic getaway.
Oh,
there's like pretty lights, and then there's all these panels on the walls, and it's like a room about this size.
Okay.
Small Starbucks.
Lots of soft things.
Yeah, a lot of soft things, tufted things. It's like a Japanese love hotel kind of thing. Very cutesy, but also like perverted.
Yeah.
You get in there with your little holocron, you focus into it. This red light starts blazing out, and like weird sigils and runes are like illuminated on the walls. The light shines out through the filigreed holocron. It starts spinning around, and we'll get back to you in a second.
Oh!
You lose sight of her because you don't have vision on that.
That's fine. It's clearly they would not put security cameras in that private bit.
You have sat down to your sawbucket.
Yes, I played my first hand and did not do well.
Oh, we have a donation from Jedi Suppository.
Yeah!
Who is that? Who's Jedi Suppository?
Some brilliant man. One hit point and one strain to each player.
Wow. Oh. Awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's right.
Wait, what? What? One hit point and a strain?
Yeah, so one wound and one strain back up.
Nice.
Back up. I thought somebody was
hurting. Just before we go back onto the next round, is it too early? I want to get the protocol droid work the floor and like just make up funny little poems in different languages, but also keep an eye out for anyone with his ears just listening back up.
I'm going to put Hugh in charge of him. So you can like remotely control him through your earpiece, so you can play him down on the floor and you up in the
booth. Yeah, great. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, so he's totally down there and you're being like, do another funny poem. And he's like, gets like really close to people and he's like, Unta bunta gunta. Solo. And then just like walks away.
Yeah, you're right.
People are like, the person's like, that was funny.
Yeah.
It really worked well.
The poems always land.
He's good at it. Yeah, so that's going well. You're feeling great. I'm going to get a check from you in a second. Yeah. You were just playing your first hand of Sabacc. Were you, Sabacc?
Sabacc.
The game where you're trying to get positive or negative 23.
Right. So you told me to roll my first one in private.
That's right. So the cards are dealt to you. You get your hand of six or seven cards. Each card is partially electronic, and there's like different suits and faces that switch as you have them, and they only stop switching as you play the hand of cards.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah. So and you're like, okay, here we go, and you see everyone else at the table, and they're like studying each other as much as they're studying their cards. A game of bluff, of cool, of chance, and of course. Cheating, rampant cheating.
Yeah.
So, how do you do?
Not so well. Two failures, two advantage. So, by the rules that you've made, I get a boost die on my next check for two advantage.
Great. Yeah.
So but, I lost that hand.
You managed to get a read on people. So, if you lose a hand, you lose what you anteed into the pot.
Okay.
I think this is a low stakes table. Just 50 Gringa bucks.
Okay.
Go away. So, you're down to 450 now.
Cool.
And you're like, oh, that kind of sucked. Casino guy.
It's good to lose the first hand so then you can see when someone thinks they're going to win and how they react when they do win.
Takes your money, like sweeps it back. Big fat forearmed thing. It's like grabbing stuff while he's doing other stuff with his other arms. Another hand. Yeah, deal you in. Okay.
Yeah.
Non-stop. It's not my money. Government's paying this.
Yeah, good call.
Right?
Well, no, you're paying for their money right now.
And as you're like about to get dealt another hand, there's like a little slap on your back suddenly.
Ah! Gringo!
Dunga?
Gringo, it's me, Dunga! It's Dunga!
Dunga, what are you
over me?
What are you doing here?
It's another Toydarian. He's not fat like you. He's thin. Isn't, I assume your guy's fat.
Why is that the first thing you say to me?
Well, when I think of a Toydarian, I think of big flying pot bellies.
Does this guy have like real good abs?
No, this guy's gaunt. He's the opposite. Nice. So he's really like, he's like too thin. He's really rat-like. He's kind of like a, what's that guy's name from Midnight Cowboy?
I don't know what that is.
Ratzo. Ratzo Rizzo. Yeah, he's got like.
Okay.
He's got.
That's the Muppet.
Yeah, I was thinking the Muppet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's like the Muppet. He's like Ratzo Rizzo.
It is Rizzo, though. I
mean. Okay.
Yeah. Gringo, I haven't seen you forever, man. God damn. Wow.
So wired up. You got a suppository in you or something?
I got a lot of things in me right now.
Ah!
You can see. Huh? What do you think? He's got this vest on. It's all buttoned up. It's nice. You can see his little badge there. It says Floor Boss.
Floor boss.
They made me the floor boss now. Things have turned around, man. Things are going great. What brings you here? I haven't seen you in like, what, 12 Grablax?
It's been, I think 13 Grablax, yeah.
Oh my God, 13 Grablax. You know, my mom died.
Your mom died?
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, she's a bitch. But remember, I say things to cover up my pain. Love so much, Ma. Remember, we used to eat there together every rap day night.
Your old lady made some good meals, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
No suppository necessary.
Oh, man, but you're missing out on these suppositories. Look, what brought you here? You're trying to make some money.
You know, I got my own casino now, so I'm just scouting.
You don't want to play down at these tables, man.
These are the chumps down here.
Ah, see you later, chumps!
Yeah, that's right. Boy, actually, oh shit, this is my job. Hey, come on, don't put too much pressure on me.
But you,
look, okay. I get paid well by Gringa. Gringa pays well if you do right, and I've been doing good.
Yeah, man. I'd like to meet this Gringa.
Well, you know, I'm an old friend. You want to get involved in the high stakes games?
Oh, you know me, I'm a high stakes kind of guy.
All right. He says, this way. And you guys flutter off together as he brings you towards like a private turbo lift. Takes you up a level to like the higher level floor. And you're like, you can see it's like open walled. It's almost just floating there. It's like turbo lift floating there.
Whoa.
And you can see down on the floor below, you're like, you know, almost near the top of this huge room.
Yeah.
The ceiling is covered with, they stuck with the decor. It's all covered with foliage and these vines and beautiful blooms. And then you like see like people like flipping by through it. And you can see that they've got like trapeze artists, like trained people. Yeah, there's like giant trapezes. It's very circus. Like doing the like upper levels of the floor show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're kind of looking around, taking it in. And then in the center, there's a couple like very nice looking tables. And in the center, there's one dark, thick wood paneled table, white light kind of like right around the middle of the edge, like kind of beaming out. It also appears to just be floating in the middle of the room. A few plush seats, and at the top, at the head of the table, Gringa herself. We'll get back to you in a second.
Okay.
Is she beautiful?
For a hut? Yeah. Well, she looks like a hut mixed with,
who's it gonna be?
I'm just curious what makes a beautiful hut, actually.
Roll on the table.
I know what she looks like. We'll see what she sounds like in a second.
Oh, okay.
Mixed with a Murphy Brown. She's got she's got this huge like 80s like wave of hair. It's clearly a wig. She's literally wearing a power suit. She's got this like very triangular shoulder pad like suit that's like tailored down her wormy body. And like this like really broad tie that like sticks close to her body as well. Heavily rouged eyelids.
Yeah.
Lots of lipstick highlighting like the face.
I'm very attracted to that.
Big warts everywhere. That's not Murphy Brown, but it's got that going on. Over to you. As you are being escorted down to, you're supposed to come in through the back doors for the arena fights. He says as like
arena fights. What did I think of that?
There's the hole, and the door opens on like a mini coliseum. Yeah. There's this big dirt open arena with all these like lines that are like glowing in the dirt all around it. And like right as you come through, you see like a Wookiee. Just like screaming in the face of a Trandoshan, the lizard guys, and it's just like Wookiee's just like blah, blah, blah. And it's like the announcer's like, "Ooh, it's clear that Trandoshan is already dead. But woo the Wookiee knows no limits."
Whoa, whoa.
And like, everyone is like going nuts.
Woo, 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 woo. Punch him in the face some more.
Who can beat woo woo? Oh, it looks like our new challenger has shown up, and then like the gank bodyguard is standing back there and the doors shut behind you, and you just find yourself in this like, it's not like Arena of Death style Coliseum from those games. It's, you know, 80 feet by 80 feet, kind of still pretty big. Stadium seating all around, really dark. Air has that tinge of blood. You can just smell blood, and like it's cold because they have the AC running all the time, but your blood's already boiling. Bright spotlights overhead, announcer's booth.
Oh, man.
You and your rancor.
I have my sling.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we assume that I have carrying some rocks for my sling?
Definitely.
Sweet.
I don't think a rock is going to hurt a Wookiee.
You haven't seen.
I think a rancor would be better, just saying.
I still have my rancor.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying go in that first.
You know, as you're like taking, like looking at stock, like woo woo, like looks and turns back towards you. You can see Woo Woo's got crazy eyes.
Oh.
He's got crazy Wookiee eyes. He's wearing like this like chest plate made like, I don't know, probably from people's ribs and stuff.
Yes!
It's all been like put together. Woo 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 woo. He's got a big almost dent across part of his head where you can see like even a little bit of metal sticking out where he probably took like an axe to the head
so
at some point.
So it looks like he's got a mohawk.
No, it's like sticking out like a little bit.
Oh.
He's like one of the dwarves from The Hobbit. You know, one of them had like an axe blade stuck in his head. Everyone saw those movies?
No.
Right.
Well, I did, but, you know.
Nothing stuck. Yeah. It just all went like that.
Another important question.
Woo-woo looks at you. Woo-woo. And then, like, even as he's like, he just grabs a Trandoshan and, like, drags him off. That was Woo-woo, everybody. And now for our next competitor. So, like, you find yourself out there, and then the
I guess another gate opens up.
Me and my baby Rancor find ourselves out there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last time I had found a large leather jerkin that didn't fit me, that I was wearing, but I know it got burnt off in the
fire.
Have you regrown?
Oh, we should also address that you've regrown some of your hair in the last few months.
It's short, but it's coming in softer.
Summer coat, very soft. Oh. It's a lot shorter than you like, but at least it's long enough that it covers up the pinkish of the skin.
I hate pink skin.
You can't see that pink skin anymore. You've got your leather jerkin, you've got your slings, you've got your baby Rancor. And as the gates open, like, woo, woo, disappears out. And then up against the rabid Dewback. And then just like a Dewback comes like galumphing out with just foam spraying out of its mouth. Up against, what is her name? We don't have her name. The Rancor Keeper. Rankiwok. Okay, I need a skill check from you to see how this goes, and I will take, I think it's got to be a combat skill. I'll take either yours or your Rancor's.
Can you double up? No, you can't.
Yeah, you know what? I will give you, take an automatic 2 boost die because you're in a team up with your Rancor right
now.
Nice. And so whichever skill you choose, you can do that. And we're going to do that one just kind of slightly out of combat.
Okay. Go on to the next because I got
to will. Yeah. So you figure that out. Sir, over to you. Your droid is walking around on the floor. You've got eyes on kind of everybody. Shit is already starting to pile up. You're almost in a Terry Gilliam movie at this point.
It's like,
people
are
like, hey, we gotta handle this too. And like papers, people are putting data pads on your desk. There, you literally have like a 12 by 12 bank of like video monitors.
Got in way over your head.
But of course your attention is being drawn to, like, you see her, like little black and white footage of her going into the arena. And you see this guy like going up to like meet with Granga. You're getting all sorts of chatter.
Yeah. So... Here's a question. Our protocol droid on the floor, how far away is he from the battle? Like, is he...
From the arena pit?
Yeah.
You would have to go down a couple levels.
Okay,
so... He could get there.
Oh, he could get there?
Yeah, I mean, you could just open doors for him and he can get down.
And the droid hasn't picked up any clues about Moff yet. We haven't heard any.
Oh, you are trying to pick up clues about Moff. Yes, absolutely he has.
Oh, yes.
So I will take I need a skill check from you if that's what you're trying to do. I like streetwise. Underworld. Oh, underworld for you is a knowledge skill. So it would be your knowledge. So I will take knowledge against, and you're just trying to work the floor.
Yeah, so just listening for any kind of Imperial chatter. Any kind of clues as to, oh, come back to my room, Moff, baby, that kind of thing.
Knowledge against 3 purple.
Okay, so this is knowledge. That's my knowledge.
That's great. 3 purple for the difficulty, and I'm going to give you 2 setback because of the stress of the work.
Great.
Wow.
Where you just have people in your ear and shit going on.
And this is, so if I make this choice, just to make sure this is what's just happened in the meantime. See if we found any clues. So I'll still get a chance to send Assassin down if I need to.
Yes, that sounds great. So yes, so this is how successful he was, how much.
Come on, little protocol assassin.
Oh, that doesn't look bad.
No, that doesn't.
That's
look
bad.
Good.
That
hard
so
to
here
interpret.
We go. These two cancel. Mm-hmm. These two cancel. All of this cancels, and that's a failure with an advantage.
What isn't that a success?
Yeah, but
when he has zero, it's a failure.
Oh, right. Okay, so I failed. He didn't find anything because maybe the moth was never on the floor. We don't know. Maybe.
No, you didn't find it, but you do get an advantage. Let's call that just to keep it easy. I'm going to give you a boost die on whatever your next roll is.
Okay,
you're just going to add that.
Okay.
So the droid finishes scouring everything and gives you back. He's like, I couldn't find it. I found so many fingers. But not the moths.
Weird obsession.
Huh. I don't know, two threat. He's weird.
Yeah.
A little bit weird.
Yeah.
Guys,
can
I consult the table as to options, or does this guy have to work on his own? Because here's my option.
Yet.
I don't really want to cut the power because she could still smash his fire.
Yeah, wait to see how she does first because we don't know how strong what she is as fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
And look, she's cocky.
She's
please do not take this from me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, then I can send him to... I would like to go... Is there, a VIP section of the... Where there's, the suites?
Yes.
There we go.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to send the droid to the suites with just a tray of,
different foods. He's got like walking knocks on every room and says room service, and then does voice analysis to see.
Nice.
He's just scouting the floors.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so I like that. I'll come back for that role in a minute.
Yep, that's all good.
Tamaya. These red lights finish.
Vortex of red lights.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Are spinning around you.
Sith force.
So this vortex of lights, yes. And then they basically stop spinning. They freeze. And there's just red runes along the wall. And then those kind of disappear. And the room is just lit by this red light glowing from within. You're still, I guess, staring at it, almost like sucked into it. And the first arm, slender and probably long, extends from one side of the pyramid, like unfolding up from it. It's red, has these extremely long fingers with too many joints, like an extra four joints on each finger, six fingers on each hand.
Ew.
Another one comes out and like, you know, just weirdly long. And then they come down onto the peak of the little pyramid, which is just this big, and they start pushing out through the top of it.
Nurse.
This figure, you say hopefully. It comes up out of it, unfolding to the top, as lanky as a green bean, as crimson red as a drop of blood. It's long, angular face, a sort of weird alien creature that comes stepping out, straightening up, 7 feet tall almost.
Whoa.
Extremely thin, and all infused through everything with this bluish holographic glow. Whatever was in this Sith hologram, whoever recorded it, this is their image. Stands up, it's looking away from you. Starts turning its face towards you. You can see, instead of hair, it has this blood red, like thin tendrils, like as thin as pasta noodles.
Spaghetti.
Kind of, spaghetti, yes.
The kind of That's what I was thinking.
Dangle down, very good, dangle down, like just hundreds and hundreds of them that kind of dangle down and seem to move with their own will, turning its face towards you. See the mouth is like a circular ringed with teeth, like a lamprey's mouth almost, but with lips. And it like closes and like smiles broadly towards you, and then eyes, just empty little pits. And its head just like not with the flesh going back into it underneath this like eyebrow ridges, but no like eyeballs in there.
Oh, hello.
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 I have been waiting for someone like you.
Oh, I've been waiting, I think, maybe for you. Are you Merz?
No.
Oh.
But I can help you find your husband.
Oh, I'd love that.
I've been listening.
Did you get my beacon? You got my beacon.
I heard several different ways and several different times.
Oh, fantastic.
Are you familiar with the teachings of Darth Plagueis?
No.
Forbidden, categorized as a madman, he explored the power of the Force to bring the dead back to life.
I have the Force.
Good.
Step one complete.
But I can be so much more than that to you.
More than the Force?
Well, wait a minute. I can be... Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I have chosen poorly. I can be...
I'm listening. Because I do have the Force.
There are many paths in front of you.
Oh.
You need to know which one to choose.
Merz.
To get to Merz. Oh. And I am...
Do you think it's crazy that... Merz and Force both end in the same three letters?
That's not crazy. This will be fine. I can be your teacher if you are willing to be my pupil. I can show you the path to walk that will result in you, and I guarantee you this, meeting Merz again in the flesh. But you need to trust me.
What do I give you?
Oh.
Remember, if you know everything, I'm a diplomat. I don't just walk right into things.
So you're making him, making it so you have to give him something.
I'm a negotiator.
I'm a
very
want from you?
Smart negotiator. What do I get? What do you get
what
in
I want
return
from you?
For your service?
There is a planet called Tund.
Mm.
not so far from where I was found. And long, long ago, there were a group of sorcerers, the Sorcerers of Tund, of which I was one, and of which there are no more of. Hmm. There's a light side, there's a dark side. They permeate everything, they move the universe. But the Jedi and the Sith think they have total claim on what is light and dark. The light side and dark side are elemental. The Jedi and Sith are but passing notions. And before them, there were the Sorcerers of Tund. We are gone now, but our teachings remain. What I seek from you is a pupil, one who can bring our teachings back into the world.
Me?
Sure.
I mean, I can do my best.
Good.
I guess that's a fair trade. And then, Rich, and you said that you would bring Merce back?
You will bring Merce back. I will show you the way.
Okay, to be clear, we need to get on the same page about something.
Okay.
Merce hasn't gone anywhere. Merce is just not here.
He just had to split.
He left and has been reorganized.
All of reality is but a variation of density.
Stop right there. We're on the same page.
I will bring your wavelengths in sync again.
Thank
so that you will be vibrating in the same reality.
What do I call you?
For now, you can simply call me teacher.
Great. And you can call me pupil.
Okay.
Cut back to... So that happens. You guys have some further talks. I think basically the gist being, this guy is going to teach you how to get there. He kind of lays out that, like, and we'll need your friends, and we'll need your ship.
Sex room.
So there's like a stripper in there. It's like, this is so
private.
Weird.
No, it's like the place you take your slave.
But nobody else was in there.
Yeah, she didn't take any slaves in, or did she?
Or did she?
So that basically, you kind of get laid out like, but I'll need your friends, I'll need their ship, and like, we can do this together, and I can be of great service to your friends and everybody. I'm the best friend you never met yet.
Great.
And then I do a little Disney song. Mm-hmm. This is very catchy. And then we'll cut back to as you're like emerging from the sex room back into the casino. Up at the Sabacc game. We have Granga the Hutt is there, heavily rouged eyes. Ooh! Oh, who is she voiced by?
Oh.
Is she also playing Sabacc at the table, or is she just watching?
She is playing a couple games. Someone else roll that. Patrick Warburton.
Patrick Warburton.
Who's Patrick Warburton?
Putty?
He's Putty? Hey! Gotta take it to the eight ball.
Oh!
The eight ball!
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great. I don't know if I can do him, but I'll try. That was suggested by at Lewis Jedi for Life.
Yay! Lewis Jedi for
Thank
Life.
You. Very good. Pew, pew, pew. So Granga turns her beautiful face towards you. Oh! Check out this guy! What are you doing here?
That is the right voice.
Ah, so you've heard of me!
No, I don't know who you are. No. We're trying to play Sabacc! Buddy! At the table, there's a couple other people sitting around. There's like a surly-looking Rodian guy who's like, looks up, real shifty, looking around. There's an extremely obese Twi'lek. Is like extremely corpulent.
An obese one?
Yeah, with those, like his like head tails are really corpulent. Whoa. He's almost as big as a hut. His like face is like in a big, like his forehead has two chins. Whoa. You know what I mean? Like he's big, the more the merrier, he says. And then there's a very thin, very proper looking, very well dressed human man. Aged, but heavily lined face, gray hair that's swept back. He's simply regarding you with hands folded in front of him.
Is it Mr. Burns?
Quasi Mr. Burns-ish.
Wow.
But he's got a little Grand Moff Tarkin going on with him, too.
Kind of thing. Okay.
Kind of look.
Sure.
He's just regarding you quietly. So, buddy, it's a private game. What are you doing here?
Oh, well, my old friend Dunga said I should come up and meet you. I'm a casino owner myself.
Oh, yeah? What casino? I didn't think I'd heard of it.
Grango's Garrison, of course.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Well, we just started a couple months ago.
Hey, well, if you're interested in playing... game? It's a high roller table. We're not talking about 100 credits here. We're talking about, 10,000 credits.
Well, let
me... Or, collateral.
Collateral, oh, well, I've got a very fancy shipping dock.
Now we're talking. Reaches the data pad, turns, there's someone steps out of the shadows behind them, you can't see, it looks a lot like that guy who tapped you on your shoulder before. Mm. Hands like a data pad to Granga, Granga's like big flipper hand, is like, oh, this is a good ship. Huh.
I don't lie.
Oh, good, me neither. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I see, parked 3CX, so it looks good.
That's the one.
We'll take it. I mean, let's play a game.
So I flutter down over one of the seats and,
well, I don't want to play without knowing everybody's name. Who's at the table?
Says the Rodian.
Okay.
Oh, don't forget, don't mind him. That's his name, says the big fat Twitterian. That's Krok. I'm Calm. Pleasure to meet you. He says, like, extending one of his head things for you to, like, shake. Ticklish. And, of course, that's Granga.
Yes, I've met. And who is this?
That doesn't matter, does it?
Well, it's bad luck, where I come from, to not know who's at the table.
I should introduce myself, then. Volganus is my name.
Oh, it's him!
Pleasure to meet you, Volganus.
Don't shake hands with...
Well, you just did, so I guess you do.
Cleans off his hand.
I clean off my hand.
Okay. Prepare your dice pool. We'll get to that in a sec. Actually...
How? Please don't lose this girl.
10,000, yeah. So we're going to actually... Let's do this roll. So you're going to play a game here?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Are you going to cheat or play straight?
So, by cheating, is it just for...
Braid, XIV, Braid 14. Hello!
Hello, Braid! Hello, Braid!
Activates Gringo's...
Yes!
Luck!
Yes!
Oh. I don't know what that means. What is that?
Okay, so this is where I roll my chance cubes, along with my roll.
Ooh,
for
30 yes.
minutes. So, what's the time right now?
Oh, so that's
Nine.
This.
9:43.
I can set a timer for 30 minutes.
Yes, if you can. Thank you,
Wyatt.
Okay, so for
Wyatt,
the next...
you're picking up all this on your... Bormo's picking this up on his camera top as well.
Oh, so I had a camera in the high roller game?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Right.
Especially though. There's like four there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, in all my rolls for the next 30 minutes, I roll these in addition to, and they all have... basically, the three outcomes I can get is two blue, which is the best, which adds, I think, three success to the roll. Mm-hmm. If I get a red and a blue, it's one success and one strain, I think. I have to double check. Actually, Don, do you have it in front of you?
We'll get to that in a second. And then two blue is...
Two blue is the best. Two red means a despair.
Despair.
Yeah, straight up despair.
Whoa.
I'll take it. Yeah, a despair.
It's a gamble.
So Sabak, you can play it straight, which uses cool. You can try and cheat, which uses a couple different skills.
Okay.
Which is fine. It makes your roll a little bit harder. Yeah. If you roll despair... You are caught cheating. You are out. You bomb out of the game.
Okay.
And things get bad.
I'm just gonna roll cool.
Okay. I'm starting the timer now.
Cool is actually my best skill out of those, so I'm gonna play it straight.
Buddy, let's try it up here, huh? Oh. Hey, everybody, ante up! And everyone's like, fine. And like, you know, ex-moth Volganus like just takes out like 10,000 in like cash and just drops it onto the table.
No,
I take out the key to the ship with a little chance cube, furry chance cube attached
with a little Rancor poop on it.
Sorry about that.
Oh yeah, real cute.
Fucking guy. Okay, so what? This is what I'm rolling. What's the difficulty of this game?
Oh, you know, I'll just set the difficulty here. It's gonna be a red and two purple. I'm sorry, two red and a purple.
Oh,
what?
Shit, yeah. This is a high stakes game.
This is ridiculous.
Gringo is playing. Gringo is playing against you.
Yeah. Fuck, that's tough.
Okay, I did get two advantage.
But don't you get to play your grand?
Yeah, so these are going to be added. I did get two advantage on that first game I played. So,
so
that
you get
boost,
a boost.
That boost carries over.
Take your boost.
Cool. So that's a boost.
And regardless of what happens here, he's going to roll that up. But these cards constantly change their value. So after he rolls, we're going to roll a force die.
Right.
And if the force die comes up positive, which you just did there, it turns one failure and one threat into a success and an advantage. But if a black comes up, it's a success and advantage into a failure.
What a
Jesus
brutal
Christ.
Game! So if two come up, it could just
this
blow
is,
you
this
up.
This is just sending the message that never gamble, guys.
No. Gamble all the time.
The ante's go around, you're dealt your cards, you pick them up.
This is definitely putting into my high risk obligation, too. This is the most risky.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and definitely flip one of these.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You say, like, you're peering at your cards. You look at Granga. Granga's like, come on, everybody. Let's speed it up, you know?
Okay.
Who wouldn't
want to
play
go.
Against the owner of a casino in her own casino, huh?
All right. This is 2 yellow, 1 green, 1 boost against 2 red and a purple plus my chance cubes. And thank you, Braid, for that.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Braid.
Come on, Granga.
Okay.
This is big.
This is big.
It's a big pool.
Oh, one fell out.
Oh, bye, my God.
Double red on the chance cubes.
Reroll. Despair.
I can't reroll the spares.
No,
this spare came up and it's cocked, but we established we don't reroll that anyway. You wish you'd rerolled that.
Oh, can you reroll?
Can you reroll the others?
Any, the
if it's a despair or a triumph,
if it's a spare or triumph, it locks that roll in.
Oh, no.
If you guys are still happy with that, I would take your reroll to reroll your chance cubes. If you want to spend a reroll.
I'll do that, sure.
But hold on, don't 2 red also equal...
Another despair.
This is double despair.
Yeah,
so you can't reroll the despair.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, so you definitely have a despair already.
Okay, so you'll take a reroll to reroll these.
Come on.
I mean, it can't get worse.
Oh, is that... No, that doesn't count.
Is that this?
I can't remember what it was. Probably. Sure. Okay, so you take...
One success.
Adds 1 success to it?
Yeah.
Great. So now, roll your force die.
Do we want to move these out to lock it in, or roll that elsewhere? How about we just move this across?
Let's leave it there, but let's just move out what we can move out. So those cancel. So we have a...
That's 2 success, 1 advantage, and 1 despair.
Okay, I'd say drop your force die in there, and let's see what comes up.
Oh, wait,
oh, I should have left those other dice.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I was going to do second chances. That's why.
Oh. Well, you're fucked now.
Yay!
So, okay. So that actually doesn't help me, does it?
It turns 1 failure into a success and 1 threat into
which I don't have any of.
That's
so I don't fail, but I do get a despair.
3 advantage. Okay.
And 3 advantage.
So that's despair coming up. Is sweet. Okay, so marginal played out. Gringo's like looking at you.
Yeah, okay,
And like you're playing your cards, and you're like, fuck, what do I do? How do you want to spend your advantage, by the way? You have 3.
Can I see the despair first?
Yeah. You could also spend it in-game if you want to. It can help you out on your next roll. Greg lays down her cards, and she goes, there we go, Queen of Air and Darkness. Not a bad hand. You play down yours, and it fucking trumps it. You basically, it looks like you've got a natural 23.
Oh. Yes.
You hear in your earpiece, as you see on one of the monitors, what skill were you using?
This was cool. This was not cheating.
You weren't cheating.
I was not cheating.
So you can't drum you out of the game.
I was not, no.
But they could be rigging the game, man. Don't forget, because they'd rig the game.
Your thing comes.
I mean, they could, but I am not cheating.
And you hear, like, get a replay. Can we get a replay on that last one?
And I'm like, I've got air conditioners that are breaking, guys. So, all right.
One of the other guys in the other department rewinds it, and you see the little sneaky Rodian going, and like reaching under the table and doing something. Gringo goes,
hey, wait a minute, what's this guy doing over here?
Bodyguard suddenly grabs him by the back, pulls him away. They're cheating! That whole hand is void!
Fuck!
Alright, that's all out. We gotta do another hand.
Fuck.
So that is invalidated.
And take this guy down here. You kinda fucked up, huh? So what are we gonna do? Oh, I know. Cripple him, and then feed him to Woo Woo.
Fair enough. That's not me.
Well, that's the Rodian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rodian got caught cheating.
Who was cheating? Yeah, you were.
Oh, so your hand just got thrown out.
Yeah, that whole hand.
I see.
So you're going to have to prepare another hand.
Okay, God. So I'll use the 3 advantage
Does
to downgrade.
Does it change how many people are sitting around the table? Because there's now 1 less person sitting around the
table. There is 1 less person
and less,
sitting at the table.
Now no one's cheating, hopefully.
Your droid steps into this game.
Yes.
As he's been looking around. You just like step in, no one pays any attention to him. They're just like, oh, just a droid.
Yeah.
Comes walking in. Something extremely surprising happens, by the way, before we jump over to Celine.
Okay.
As you are going,
yeah, we're going to need like another player at the game. We need somebody else.
And then you hear, ow, I can do it. Let go of me. Your little buddy who's back there.
Oh, Dunga?
Is knocked out of the way by a raving lunatic who comes staggering forward. He's human, black hair. It's all mussed up, though. He's got scratches all over him. Some Gamorrean guards come running in after him. You get the little, like, she's like, I've got it, from the guy, like, just turns and, like, you can see, like, pulls out something from his cloak.
Hey, Grenga, you gotta let me in. I got it. I'm good for my debt now. I'm good for it. Hex. Didn't think I'd see you alive again. And you come right back here? Everything you owe me, Hex?
Hey, Grenga, I'm good for it. I can pay you back everything with interest. With interest, all right? You just gotta listen to me for 1 second.
Yeah, all right, that's gonna be good. Sure, it'll be good. Kill him.
No!
Yeah, and he says he pulls from his cloak, tattered coat, throws this heavy dunk object that rolls onto the table. It's about the size of my unicorn chalice.
Oh.
Not a chalice, but it's a big chunk of gleaming golden metal.
Oh.
The fat Twi'lek. Pure rhodium, if I've ever seen it. 15,000 credits. Spittle flying from his mouth. I've never seen.
There's more where that came from, Grenga.
Grenga's like looking at it too.
There's more where that come from, all right? I found it. Fabian's Roost. The motherlode, Grenga. Enough that you'll forget about everything I ever did to you.
Fabian's Roost. Okay, all right. So if it's the motherlode, where's the rest?
I'll tell you all about it.
Make some room. Hex is going to join us at the game here. He, like, nervously sits down, and we'll cut back to that scene in a minute. The pit!
Do you know Hex, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay.
No idea.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Until then, may the Force be with you.